This is a podcast from the BBC.
Scott Mills.
Chris's Friday Extra Show.
Hello, welcome to the Friday Extra Podcast. Now, I should say we've got about 5 minutes to record this because we've snuck into a studio. It's just me and producer Will here. Say hello, producer Will.
All right.
But we wanted to bring you the podcast, so we're going to do it. First up on the podcast, by the way, what a great week of shows it's been. I've had so much fun. Some massive moments. The Lewis Capaldi thing earlier in the week was huge. But where we're going to start is with a little extended version of Where Do You Think They Were? It was a Spanish Benidorm special and involved a dad using the word horny a lot. Horny!
After Tom found out, his sister texted us going, well, I want to know now. So here is part two of the same family. It's Olivia. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Now, it's not your birthday for ages, is it?
No, it's not till August.
So there's no point doing your birthday shout-out, but you just want to know anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I think the question came about after I heard that story.
This is great because this marks a turning point in this whole feature, Scott, that people just want to do it because they're intrigued to know.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, we call this Where Do You Think They Were? What's the original TV show called?
Who Do You Think They Are?
Who Do You Think They Are? Yeah, which sounds weird now, but I think that's just because we've taken the name. But they only do that because they're interested to know their family history. And really, that's what this is becoming. It's becoming quite sort of highbrow.
Do we bin off the birthdays then?
Maybe. I mean, we could do. It's a nice incentive, though.
It then opens up to everybody.
Exactly.
Get in touch if you want to be on. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's just you and one of your parents and the story of where you were made. Okay, Olivia, do you have any idea at all?
No, I don't.
How did you feel after Tom's travelodge story?
I mean, I couldn't speak to Dad for a while. It was a bit awkward when I saw him.
Oh, and now you're going to go through that again?
I know, I think the question came up and it just has to be answered now.
Please welcome back the legend that is Father Julian. Julian, hi.
Good afternoon, Scott. Are you well?
Very well, and it's good to have you back on.
Yeah, I never thought I was going to be back on again, but that's Olivia being very nosy, wanting to know.
Well, you told the story so beautifully last week.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I did. I've got a good memory, and it has to be attention to details important.
Someone did actually send me over the weekend a picture of the outside of room 24 of Salford Keys Travelodge, where it all began for Tom.
And really, that was part of the story. A large part of maybe the sort of build-up was in a car park, wasn't it? It was around the back of a cinema.
That's correct, yes. But with Olivia, it is a totally different story.
I believe, from what I know already, from my notes here, that we're going international, are we?
That's correct, yeah. We're going down to the Costa Blanca, believe it or not.
Oh, we got a Spanish one.
Yeah, big Spanish one.
Oh, Olivia, you okay?
I'm cringing already.
That's quite exotic, isn't it?
For him, yeah.
Right, we're going to do this story next. Wait right there.
It's Good News, BBC Radio 1.
It's Where Do You Think They Were? Part two, the sequel today. Last week, Tom was on. This week, Olivia's on. His sister. Hi.
Hi.
Julian, the dad, is also here.
Yeah, hello.
Okay. Shall we sit back, relax and enjoy?
Yeah, very excited for a Spanish one, Scott. Cue the sexy music.
Here it is. Julian, it's over to you.
Right. Well, Tom was a toddler back into 1998 now, so we've moved on a few years. We got our own house, just a small one. And I popped up a holiday, and it was the parents-in-law. They said to us, do you want to go on holiday? And it was free. So, of course, we jumped at the opportunity.
Free holiday offered by the in-laws.
Well, it's very good because, one, it's a free holiday, and two, we had our babysitters.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Of course, means you can go out, have a few.
Correct. That's right.
So, where are we going on this exotic holiday?
So, we packed and we went off down to the Costa Blanca. And what's at the Costa Blanca? Benidorm.
Oh, great Olivia.
Absolute legend Benidorm is.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, we stayed in the Sol Pelicanos, which is the Solana in Benidorm, believe it or not, the programme.
Oh, my word. Olivia, have you ever watched Benidorm?
Yeah, I love that show. I used to watch it with Dad.
Right. You know that hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very possible that was where it... Yeah. Anyway, continue, Julian.
Okay, so we got a pass out for the night. So we thought, right, okay, let's big it up. So we were tanned up, got our white gear on. I thought, right, I'm going to pull all the stops out tonight.
Sorry, what are you wearing again?
Just white top, white trousers. You know,
how very Spanish of you.
Yeah, I can really imagine it. And I assume it was a lovely hot evening. Just a tiny bit sweaty.
Steaming. It was, really, really hot.
And you're there in a freshly pressed pair of white chinos.
Oh, yeah.
And Olivia's mum?
Just a nice little number, short dress. You know how it works.
Also white?
Oh, yes, white. So off we go.
There's something about where people go to Spain and they think they can get white on and it's fine. It's not okay.
we all wear black in England.
Right. Olivia, where do you stand on white trousers?
Absolute no.
It's a no, isn't it?
But you fancied yourself a little bit, Julian. You'd made an effort. You'd both made an effort and you were going out and the night begins. I assume you have a couple of drinks somewhere, sangria.
We're on our holidays, we're not getting all messed up at work. We've got, we're on holiday. You buy some new clothes before you go away and off you go. Out they come and on they go.
Right. And tell me about this Benidorm Palace that you went to. What happens there then?
Well, the Benidorm Palace is an absolute legendary place. There's a fantastic show on that's put on in the evening, dancing girls, candle-lit tables, a meal put on. Absolutely full on it is. Brilliant.
Right. Okay. So it's just like Caesar's Palace?
But it's in Benidorm.
Right.
And are there any particular features of Benidorm Palace that you remember?
Your girls were dancing, and to my amazement, they were topless.
Right. Do you remember any of their names?
Yeah, one of them was called Sticky Vicky.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of her, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, she's known.
Quite famous in that area, hasn't she?
Olivia, how do you feel about this so far?
Who's Sticky Vicky? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, she's quite famous in Benidorm.
All the youngsters listening out there, ask your parents who Sticky Vicky is if they've been to Benidorm. They'll know.
Do you know whether Sticky Vicky's still a thing, or...?
No, she's retired now. She retired a few years ago. She's about 68.
Okay. How do you know that?
Because I looked it up last week out of interest.
Oh, Olivia, I'm so sorry. It's a real insight into what your dad Googles, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we're in the Benidorm Palace. The dancers are doing their thing.
That's right. So they're doing their thing, and then the show comes to an end. And then we decided, right, well, the night's still young here. We've got to pass out for the night. So where are we going to go? Let's go down to a few bars in Benidorm, in the Brits area. So we went off down to the British area in a taxi. We got down there and we landed up in one of the infamous bars down there, Joker's.
Right.
Sounds good.
I'm worried that this story is leading to some kind of crescendo quite soon, Scott. Right now they're sort of al fresco, aren't they?
Yeah. Can you remember any of the songs that were playing, Julian?
Ricky Englelis, and Balamos, or whatever it's called.
Ricky Englelis?
He says it just like a dad. Ricky Englelis?
Ricky Iglesias.
No, it's Enrique Iglesias with Balamos. Oh, it's very Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
It's taking you back, Julian, is it?
It is. It's brilliant. It speeds up. It gets better.
Balamos, Spanish for let's dance.
Brilliant.
This is Enrique Iglesias' first song in English. Not in Spain, it's fairly underwhelming. Oh no, Vicky's got a Wikipedia page, we've just found it. Okay, how old is she now? 75,
yeah.
Okay, so she's definitely retired, yeah.
So Julian, right now you're at your peak, you're in Benidorm, you're wearing white, you're having a great time.
And the chorus! Olivia, just checking in, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Any other songs you can remember, Julian?
Yeah, one's coming back, Horny!
See, this is not okay for me.
No, this is quite horrible. Olivia, I'm feeling for you right now.
Oh, God.
Just imagine your dad really dancing away to this song.
Yeah.
Trying to sort of appeal to your mum.
In the white chinos. All right, so you have a little bop there, Julian, to Horny.
That's right, yeah.
Then what happens?
And then after Jokers, we moved on to the next port of call, where it was actually 2-for-1 that night. And the vodka Red Bull pints of were flowing. And we landed up in Chaplin's, another infamous bar out in Benidorm.
Wow, I feel like I'm on a tour of Benidorm with you right now, Julian.
That's right. There's plenty more.
And then after the bars, what happens?
Well, after the bars, we were actually pretty drunk by then, so we decided to go back to the hotel. But believe it or not, we landed up on the seafront.
Oh, and then Olivia. Okay.
So we're going one way.
Yeah. Go on, Gillian.
So we were staggering along the seafront, and we got to the point where I had to turn left to go back to the hotel, or turn right and go to the beach. Where do you think we went, Olivia?
What's it going to be?
Yeah, Olivia, would you like to have a guess first? Where did your father go with your mother? Was it to the beach or to the hotel?
I'm going to pray that it was back to the hotel.
Let's find out next.
It's Good News, BBC Radio 1.
There's one question that we're asking at the moment. After a night of fun in Benidorm, did Julian, Olivia's dad, go to the beach or to the hotel where she was made? What did you say, Olivia? What do you think?
I said I hope he went back to the hotel.
Let's not forget, it's the actual hotel which is featured in the TV show Benidorm, which you used to watch with your dad.
I did, used to watch it.
And he never used to mention, and he never mentioned a thing.
No, he kept that one a secret.
Okay, Julian, where are we headed, the beach or the hotel?
It was right to the beach, Scott.
Oh, God! Okay.
I'm sorry, Liv, but you landed up being a Benidorm beach baby.
Oh, no, God. That's not what you want to hear.
Oh, God.
How do you feel about it being Benidorm, Olivia?
Yeah, not too great, actually. Could have been nicer.
Where would you have preferred to be made?
Maybe Mallorca.
No. Yeah, well, anywhere really than Benidorm Beach, I would suggest. You're probably part of a quite selective group of people that can bond over the fact
on that beach
that you were
exactly
made on Benidorm
group
Beach.
Of people.
And the waves were crashing, I'm guessing, Julian.
Oh, they were crashing. Sand was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You thanks for that.
Moose tea in the brain.
Yeah, definitely.
It sounds very romantic.
Mm. And can I just ask, were you full out on the beach, or were you in like a secluded cove, or just?
No, we were full out on the beach behind about 300 sunbeds. It was like a scene out of the film Benidorm. Yeah,
it was like a scene of Benidorm. <The film.
laughs> So, Olivia, behind some sunbeds there.
God, Dad.
Overlooking the beautiful Costa Blanca.
I'm glad to say I've never been.
It's a tricky one to try work out who's had a less classy creation, you or your brother.
That's
a debate
sort of
going in my head right now.
I thought I couldn't get any better, but it has.
It makes me wonder what else Julian's been up to. There's clearly lots of stories there.
Yeah. It's quite adventurous, isn't he, your dad?
Just a bit.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all over. How are you feeling?
I'm relieved that it's done. I'll find it out and you guys have helped break the ice.
Yeah. Would you rather have been Tom and been made in the Travelodge, or are you happy with the Benidorm Beach there?
I think International's a bit better than the Travelodge.
That's right. That's what I think as well.
I got one up on Tom.
I would take Benidorm any day of the week. Julian, once again, thank you for the detail. You're an absolute legend.
Pleasure, Scott. Thanks very much.
And Olivia, now you know.
I do.
Are you seeing your dad tonight?
No, thankfully.
Oh, you're not? Okay, you
planned
that.
I don't think I've seen him for a while.
Thank you very much for being on. Where do you think they were?
Oh, I do love this Friday podcast. What I love about it is that it gives us a chance to play stuff, longer versions of things that we didn't get to play out on the daily Radio 1 show between 1 and 4. Another thing we did this week was we met a guy called Jack, who read out texts from his ex. It all sounds a little bit Ariana Grande, and it was to a certain extent. Now, this is completely unedited. This is raw. So for the radio nerds out there, you're going to love this.
He's back on. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. Now, yesterday, I was saying that I want to hear about this TripAdvisor-style review that somebody gave you of one of your dates with them.
Yeah, I had to search for it. It was in my archived messages.
Oh, good to know you saved it.
It's a bit of like a skeleton's closet because there was 25 other archive chats in there. So it's all right, though. I have got it. I found it.
That's incredible. What do you mean? 25? So these archive chats with other exes?
Well, do you know what? They're not necessarily exes. They're probably just like acquaintances, probably like previous dates. I'm just one of those people, you know, when you kind of finish something or it doesn't always end particularly well, or even if it does kind of end well, I'm just one of these people that doesn't really stay in touch. So I'll be that person that will just like unfollow and unfriend and then just like archive the conversations. Sort of out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
Classic archiver, that's what you are.
Just looking at your Sorry, say that again, Jack.
Yeah, no, classic archive. I just think out of sight, out of mind. But then it is quite scary because then if you sort of, it's almost like they don't exist, and then you might somehow see them again, and then it's a bit like, oh god.
Yeah, but they're still there.
They are still there. Yeah, I mean, I've stopped sort of, you know, intertwining myself with people that necessarily are within the friendship group or within the immediate kind of friendship zone, because that just ends always in disaster.
Yeah.
Just looking at your dating app bio, Jack, which I've got in front of me here, it says in the About You section, so it says Jack 26, About You, and then it's a quote. It says, you're literally one of the nicest guys I've ever met and I can't fault you. And it's a quote from the last person that dumped you.
Yeah, that's genuinely true. And someone didn't believe me, so I had to then, again, scroll through the archive conversations and screenshot it just to prove that was true. So, yeah, this was the guy. This wasn't the one, the message I'm about to read out, but it was the previous one before that who said, the one that I said was a little bit ugly, which I do feel a bit bad because, as I say, he did have a very nice personality.
And it all balances out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I really like you, Jack. You're very much thank you next, aren't you?
Yeah, I think the song was written about me for sure.
So let's get to this this review that this guy left for you.
Okay, and I should say as well that I haven't actually read it since he sent it, so this is going to be almost bringing it all back for me as it is for you guys as well.
Okay.
Do you want me to sort of set it up?
Kind yeah,
of
set
what
it up for me.
Previously, okay. So basically, we met on the app and we chatted for a bit, probably chatted for about a week. He messaged first, which is great because that never happens. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really nice. And then after about a week, we decided we should meet up. We should go for a drink. And I said, well, look, I'll plan something for the first date. And if it's successful, you can do the next one. Right? I thought I'll put it out there like that.
Yeah.
And so he didn't know where we were going. We arranged a date and time. And we went to Winter Wonderland.
Yeah.
Now,
good date place.
It's a good date place. I was sort of a bit hit and miss. I was like, oh, God, is that a bit too extreme for the first date, but actually there's loads going on. So we had a really nice time. It was pretty casual. We were there for a few hours and it was really, really good. And he was like, oh, we should definitely do something again. It's my turn. So I was like, oh God, what's he gonna do for me? So on the second date, which was about a week later, because it was over Christmas, he was like, come round to mine. He's got his own place. I was like, brilliant. Yeah. Got his own car. Brilliant.
Tick.
I was thinking, oh, my boxes are getting ticked here.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm gonna cook you dinner. Well, I was like, no one has ever done that for me, ever, ever. So I was like, oh my God, this is intense. This is progressing quite
it's not
well.
Intense at all.
It's
just
quite.
Someone cooking you dinner.
Yeah, second day,
no,
though.
He'd done scallops for starters.
Oh, he's only gone and done the scallops.
He'd done the scallops, which
he's
is really nice.
He's whipped out his scallops as a treat.
God, second day in.
The slightly concerning thing was, as I say, this was over Christmas, and he'd sort of set out his New Year's resolutions early. So he was like, I'm not going to drink anymore. I've been drinking far too much over Christmas. I'm not drinking. And I'd bought like a bottle of wine and like a little plant and things like that. So I was like, oh, you can't not drink. And he was like, no, honestly, it was you drink. So I was getting like a little bit tipsy, like as we were sort of going through the evening. And then we had like, he was going also through a bit of a vegetarian stage. So he did like this, I can't even remember what it was, but it was like this like bean burger with some like rosemary salted chips. So he'd gone for like the three courses, which was quite nice.
I wondered if you bought a bottle of wine with you. I wondered if you bought the little plant for him as a snack.
Why is there a plant involved?
Well, because I was like, you know, I was always told never turn up somewhere empty handed. So I was like, you've got to take something, haven't you? And it's quite difficult to know. Boys are a bit difficult to buy for, aren't they? So you're just like, oh, have a plant. And it was in like a pot.
Why?
Yeah.
What a gent you are.
Well, exactly. You're surprised I'm still single.
I've never been given a plant. That's amazing.
It's good, though.
It was really lovely. And then, so we did that. We had dinner. We were too stuffed for dessert. Then there's that awkward conversation of like, oh, do you want to stay over or do you want to like go home? And I was like, well, I don't mind staying. Do you want me to stay? Yeah. He was like, well, yeah. He's like, you should stay if you want to stay. So it was like that for about 10 minutes. So obviously it was confirmed that I was staying. We watched the Proposal film.
Yeah.
Which was fine. And then obviously he stayed over. So that was the second day. And then the third day, I was like, oh God, it's my turn again now to do something. So my third day was, oh, I'm going to take him to the theatre. So I took him to the theatre and we went for a little drink before and a little drink afterwards. And then it was all really, really good. There was kind of no, you know, we had good chats and stuff, nothing that gave me cause for concern. And then the next morning, I woke up to this message.
Oh, right, okay. Right, well, you have really set it up there, Jack.
I've really set it up, okay?
Right, okay. We'll hear what the message said next. The review of your date. Okay, we're with Jack, who's about to give us a review, like a TripAdvisor-style review that a bloke sent to him after he'd been on a date with him. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, as I say, I haven't actually properly read it since he sent it, so there's a chunky bit of text here involved. So do you want me just to... Shall I just go for it?
I'm so keen.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
We might jump in occasionally, if that's okay.
Fine, mate. Yeah, of course. Jump in, no worries. Okay.
So this is the mess... So just to set the scene again, this guy has been on 3 dates with you?
We've done 3 dates, and this was the message after the third date the next morning.
Okay.
Okay. So he starts with so. So yeah. You know that's never good, is it?
No, a so is never good.
Is it a so dot dot dot? Because I've had that from one of our bosses here before, and it's not nice.
It's a so comma.
Ah! Okay.
So, here's my evaluation following last night. Semicolon.
Oh, no.
I had a really nice night, and the show was a great pick. You definitely demonstrated your thoughtful side with the rationale behind why you chose it.
What was the show?
So it was The Play That Goes Wrong.
Oh, and
he's a bit of a... If you haven't seen the show, it's about like an Amdram group of performers, and he was very much into the kind of acting world. That's kind of what he really liked. So that's why I said it would be quite good. He went, I like that a lot. We're getting on really well. Good conversation, similar interests, bit of banter, and I've enjoyed all 3 of our meets so far.
Yes.
All good.
Very good.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. The bit for me is that I feel we aren't connecting in a sparky way. Conversation feels natural and flows well. I feel super relaxed talking to you, but I do feel like a connection of some form is possibly missing.
Oh, this is classic.
Though difficult to articulate exactly what that is, I do have a slight feeling that you may also feel that as you brought up the topic last night of dates and honesty. I'm sensitive to your feelings, and I'm hoping this doesn't upset nor surprise you. In that I do feel you may agree, and then in brackets, or I could be totally wrong. It was the latter. You mentioned last night that you have... Oh, actually, this makes you sound a bit bad, really. You mentioned last night that you have enough friends and don't want any more.
Yes, we've all said it!
I'd be disappointed if that was the case with me, as I do think we're getting on well enough for us to enjoy each other's company going forward, share experiences, and essentially get together as mates would do. Please trust me when I say that all of the above is no criticism at all of you, simply that I need to be honest about what my head is saying.
Oh, God.
I'd be keen to hear your thoughts on all of the above, though, and I do appreciate you may want to take your time to collect them, as I did, so I'm not pushing for a response right away.
No, I'm fine. Unfollow. Bye.
And then you just put, so what do you think?
What did you put?
Please say you put thank you next.
So, well, it took me 7 minutes to reply.
Yeah.
And I just started off with, whoa, that was unexpected, with the crying laughter face. Thought, style it out a bit. And then he's come back and put, okay, that's not ideal. And then I went, well, I think you're overthinking it. I really enjoyed last night. I'd be happy to go on more dates, continue to get to know you. But I was like, you know, personally, feel it's a bit too early for me to quit. Either way, it's how I'm feeling. However, it sounds like you've made your mind up. Because I was like, you know what? I don't want to, you know, feel like I'm getting mugged off here. And basically, this went on for a little bit. And he came back and he said, you know, I'm mindful not to be impulsive, but I'm also wanting to be mindful of not wanting to misguide you, as you said last week about wanting honesty. And then his question was, would you genuinely not want to have a friendship? To which I replied, would you genuinely not want to go on another date? Question mark. And that was pretty much it. We had a few more messages and then we ended it. And I haven't spoken to him since. He is online now, though, actually, weirdly, because I'm on his WhatsApp. But yeah, we haven't spoken for a while.
Type it. No, don't. don't.
Miss you.
Wow.
So that's it.
I really want to know how many other people have used that line. I've got enough friends.
It's a brilliant one.
The thing is, now that I think back to the when we were talking about it, I probably did. It probably did make me sound a bit awful, but I was like, you know, I'm not in the position for looking for more friends.
You're not here for friends,
are you? Forgotten.
It's a very girthy message that he's written there. It almost would have been more suited to a voice memo or a voice. It would have been more suited to a voice message, I reckon.
Well, the thing is, I'm very much pro voice messages. I love a voice note. And actually, when we started talking, I would send him loads of voice notes. And you know when you can just tell someone's a bit like, oh, he's a bit weird, he's sending loads of voice notes.
Yeah, some people and don't like it.
Yeah, and he had to say to me, he was like, do you know what, I'm really sorry, like, I do find it really uncomfortable because I hate the thought of just talking into a phone. Like, I think he was a bit paranoid about it. So yeah, we ended up not doing many voice notes after that.
I think getting dumped by voice note is I'd love to hear some of the voice note dumping.
So will I.
But
send them in.
But I would, yeah.
But also talking into a phone, that's generally if you're not if you're not doing a voice note, that's just called a conversation. Mm. You're still talking into the phone.
Yeah, I mean, I love them. And the thing is now, if ever I was to start talking to anyone again, I mean, obviously I'm not dating for 2019.
That's right.
But if I was to talk to anyone, one of my like first initial questions now is to sort of send a voice note because you want to sort of hear what they sound like. Yeah. That's like that's a big thing for me.
100%.
I'm not fussed about you sticking to this promise, by the way. I think for our entertainment, you should go about dating. And
let us help you.
Yes. And after all, what I like about you is you are positive about your exes. You're so grateful for your ex, aren't you?
I'm grateful for my ex. I think I've been non-stop dating since August, really to no avail. So any kind of help would be kind of much appreciated because I think I don't know what it is. I think it starts really well and then I don't know, something just happens in the middle bit. And it just doesn't connect, really.
I think what we should do is get a few more of your details about exes and I can help you reword the version.
Oh,
a version
God.
Of. Oh, thank you.
Good luck, everyone.
Well, I mean, that would be amazing. As I say, any help, I mean, you know, it would be an amazing kind of opportunity just to kind of show them what they've missed out on, really.
Jack, you're so great. We'll be in touch soon, all right?
All right, mate. Thank you so much.
It's so good to have you on. Thank you.
Nice. Cheers, Scott. Take care, guys. All thank right. you. Bye.
Oh, I think we've struck gold with Jack. There's more stories there. I did notice on his social media that he was getting very friendly with a lot of, I suppose we could call them new fans of Jack. Anyway, I think what we're going to do in future, I think we're going to try get Jack on again and maybe speak to some people that he goes on a date with and find out how they rate him. It's all going to go quite TripAdvisor. Could be good. There are people outside this studio right now waiting to come in, so we're going to have to go. But I'm going to leave you with a little bit of classic Scott Mills gold. Now, I've described this before. Scott lives in a house called Echo Falls. It is huge! And at the bottom of this house, there is a basement. Underneath this basement, there's this sort of crypt. And in that crypt, Scott likes to keep the old tapes of Scott Mills shows from the past. There's a lot of rubbish in there, but there's also a lot of good stuff. And I want to play you some of the good stuff on this Friday podcast. So the thing that we've chosen for you this Friday is a classic innuendo bingo. It's coming back soon. Good news. It's going to come back bigger and better than it was before. So be excited. And to kind of whet your appetite a little bit, here it is. A classic innuendo bingo.
Okay, guys. So here's what it is. On British TV and radio shows, some people say things that sound a bit rude when they didn't mean to, which can be taken one of two ways. Our listeners spot them on TV, they email us where they saw them, and then we play the clips on the game we call Innuendo Bingo. I think we're ready to go. Cameras on now.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I just say what a good sport Will Ferrell is for doing this today, and
I like that theme music.
It's like a theme park ride. Listen.
Yeah.
And it's time for Will Ferrell Innuendo Bingo. What's going
what?
On? Okay, so as you can see, if you're watching, Chris and Will are sat opposite each other. There is a bin which can be used but doesn't have to be. Obviously, there will be some clips of bingo from various TV shows and radio shows that people send in to us.
This is a lot of water.
If the clips are funny, then the water will spill out of their mouths once put in. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Bearing in mind that Will has just said that he's very hard to make laugh. But Will, just spit on him anyway.
Oh, this is an honour.
Okay, so Water, please. Lots of it. And let's warm up with a show from last week called Restoring England's Heritage, where they're visiting a bell factory. Now, I know, I know factory work can get tedious, but I wasn't really expecting this.
Loud and proud, the workers here at Taylor's often spend their lunch hour ringing their own bells.
Small dribble from Chris, nothing from Will Ferrell so far. That's just a warm-up.
The workers here at Taylor's often spend their lunch hour ringing their own bells.
We're so childish in Britain, aren't we?
You all right?
Thank you to Lisa for that one. You okay, Will? Moving on. Over now to US Vice President Joe Biden with some insightful remarks on the Commander-in-Chief.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Oh, come on, how do you not?
Still nothing?
The president has a big stick.
Oh. Right. Okay, over to some football, that's soccer coverage from BBC Radio 5 Live now. And this commentator seems to know one of the players rather too well.
That was a much better ball from Trapp. On the right-hand side, it allowed him to curl the ball away from the goalkeeper. Christopher Samba hung like a basketball player.
Oh, God. Sorry. Oh, dear.
It's like you're begging for forgiveness.
Yes, because it's awkward, because I've just gone over his leg. Sorry.
And now...
Are you ticklish?
Just get him next time, Will. To a very serious news programme on Radio 4. And I'm not sure how someone managed to get a picture of the Prime Minister doing this.
The dominant picture from that joint appearance with Mr Clegg in Essex shows the Prime Minister jacket off.
Still nothing from Will.
The Prime Minister jacket off.
And now over to everyone's favourite magazine. It's the TV magazine The One Show, and they're visiting a laundrette where the owner has many years of experience to call on.
Well, I like working with these young boys. Get a lot of students too.
And do they know what they're doing?
No, not at all. They've never got any soap powder with them, and they don't know what hole to put it in, but we help them.
Small Chris. Yes, Will! That was a good one.
I just got tired of holding the water.
I understand. Oh, it's an honour.
Yep.
So that was great. So Chris obviously winging at his mouth like he normally does, and then Will just went full on straight for the head.
Right, we're on.
Chris in Northern Ireland emailed us that one. Now to one of the many food shows on British TV, hosted by Rick Stein. And Rick's tasting something for the first time with his new friend, Ryan.
Wiggle it out.
Okay.
Head.
Yeah.
You can either throw it away or you can suck the head.
No, I'd like to suck the head.
Suck the head?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oh, that's really good, Ryan.
Will's now
Did
fully...
you even hear the clip on that one? No.
No, he didn't hear the clip, but he's not finding any of them funny, so the best thing is to just spray it.
I'm just going to get it sprayed. Yeah.
Talking right. about some crayfish on that clip. Now back to Britain's stately homes and a show called Country House Sunday, where they're using an unusual method. Chris. Okay, sorry. Where they're using an unusual method to clean some old books.
Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty then.
This is an example of a very dirty book that we have to show you. These have been folded over, so we use a boner, called a boner, to flatten that out.
Chris, you're weighing over Will Ferrell. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so sorry, Will. Next.
I worry I've just got you in this general area. That's Have you got spare pants or?
No, he hasn't.
I can lend you because I did bring a spare pair and I'm happy to go.
He doesn't want to wear your pants. Okay, now the local news in the south of England. And as some sailors return home after a long voyage, this reporter dares to ask a sailor, Sir Robin Knox Johnson, about a rumour that he's just heard.
A little birdie tells me, actually, there was a very special welcome for the crew since they crossed the finishing line this morning.
Well, I decided that I would take my cannon out and salute each of them as they came across the finish line. So I did. My quarter-scale 32-pounder.
I love that Chris is absolutely the wettest he's ever been in the face area.
I don't know
area.
What to think.
I know. Okay, two more. We're crossing over to Radio 4's The Today programme now. Now, they have world leaders hanging on their every word on that show. The Queen listens even. Although Today presenter Evan Davis's mind, I think, may have been elsewhere.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
The trouble is, Will, he's heard this one. He's heard this. He's heard this before. Chris.
I struggle with the bits. Like.
Stand firm on the pips.
Okay, I'll do
Come
my
on.
Best.
Come on.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
Come on.
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of September.
I'm so sorry. This shouldn't happen.
Once again, nothing from Will or through that clip. Okay, one more. Now over to Magic FM. DJ Dr. Fox is on air. Now, I know we all get older, but maybe he shouldn't have confessed this live on the radio. Chris. Okay, come on. Get it together.
Very sparkly.
Not really, was it? Sorry, I can't do much to change what's happening.
It's not a huge amount different from the way you did it before, to be fair. But thank you for trying to ease my cock up.
God!
And that was Inuit the Big with Will Ferrell. Biggest star we've ever had on the game. You could have done it in his face there, Will. And,
I know.
And Chris. Well played, everybody. Well, yeah.
Legends.
Thanks for watching on the Radio 1 website. Thanks for listening, and thank you.
It was funnier watching you. You have to deal with all
I'm
this.
I'm such a huge fan of yours, man. It's an honour to be spat on by you.
Well, I hope we can do it again.
Cooey!
Hiya!
Hey, everyone.
Hiya!
Join me, Glyn Fussell, and your favourite drag queens alongside Sam Smith, Little Mix, Greg James and so many more as we invite you into Radio 1's Drag Queens Den.
Ask anything that you have ever wanted to ask a drag queen.
Do any of you enjoy the TV show Midsummer Murders?
Your weekly dose of fabulous queens across the scene from RuPaul to Hartlepool.
Drag is punk. It's blurring the lines of what we're expected to do, taking autonomy over our own bodies and lives.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.